desktop ID and our app eDigital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. On Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Qatar commits to investing $2 billion through Danantara Agency. Russia reaffirms commitment to strengthen economic ties with Indonesia. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. Qatar commits to investing $2 billion through Danantara Agency. Dora Padmede with the reports.
The government of Qatar has committed to investing $2 billion in Indonesia through Danantara's investment management agency. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto made the announcement following a meeting with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at the Emir Dewan Palace in Doha on Sunday. President Prabowo emphasized that Qatar is eager to enhance investment in Indonesia, with the government the $2 billion investment via Danantara's platform.
He will invest with Danantara, a joint fund. He committed $2 billion per year to each. We two, he two.
The visit began with a bilateral meeting where President Prabowo and Emir Sheikh Tamim discussed opportunities for cooperation in various sectors. Following that, the two leaders had closed-door talks. The official visit concluded with the signing of a memorandum of understanding to further strengthen bilateral peace between the two nations. Dora Pandede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Russia reaffirms commitment to strengthen economic ties with Indonesia. Of that, Regina with the reports.
Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade of the Russian Federation, Alexey Krastev, referred Russia's commitment to deepening its economic cooperation with Indonesia. His remarks were during the last Congress International Business Forum, Russia-Indonesia, in Jakarta on Monday. Krastev emphasized the long-standing trade relationship between the two nations, highlighting that this partnership should continue to be mutually beneficial and complementary. He stressed that both countries must work together to meet each other's interests and contribute to the prosperity of both nations.
We are also ready to increase pressure on Indonesia, so what we believe, our long-standing partner should be mutually beneficial and complementary, so we can meet the interests of each other, benefiting the nation. So that is why Russia is open for high-tech products being produced in Indonesia to integrate into our supply chains.
Krastev also expressed hope that the forum would pave the way for greater business-to-business interactions and cooperation between entrepreneurs from both countries. He further emphasized that Russia is not only focused on offering products, but also keen to understand Indonesia's needs, aligning with the country's national priorities and supporting its overall development.
In the meantime, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry encourages stronger business ties between Indonesia and Russia. Andi Ramdhani brings the latest.
Chairman of the Indonesia, Russia, and Belarus Bilateral Committee at the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadin Titik Ratam, emphasized the importance of strengthening ties between Indonesian and Russian entrepreneurs during the Indonesia-Russia Business Forum in Jakarta on Monday. He said Indonesia, under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, is currently undergoing an economic resurgence. However, building sustainable cooperation will require time, trust, and strong relationship between business players from both countries.
So what I urge to all of my fellow business persons from Indonesia as well as from Russia, to have patience. We are still at the beginning of this. Today, it's the beginning.
Didit also highlighted the importance of increasing two-way trade between Indonesia and Russia. He noted that the chamber is open to enhancing cooperation by welcoming Russian imports while also promoting Indonesia's strong export potential. He underlined that fair and mutually beneficial trade relations are key to long-term success and economic resilience. The business association, he added, remains committed to fostering partnerships that benefit not only companies, but also the people of both nations.
The Indonesian government is fast-tracking the creation of red and white village cooperatives to boost the rural economy. Desi Anugranov has the details.
The Indonesian government has launched an accelerated initiative to establish red and white village cooperatives known as Kopdus Merah Putih as part of the strategy to strengthen the rural economy. Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, announced on Monday that the program follows a presidential directive to accelerate development, promote inclusive growth, and demonstrate a strong commitment to rural communities.
Kopdus Merah Putih, itu nanti setiap desa akan dibangun kepada Desi Merah Putih itu.
Every village will have a red and white village co-op to help solve local problems, ranging from fertilizer supply, managing rice crops, farming equipment, to setting up village clinics and small grocery shops. The goal is to shorten the supply chain so co-ops can purchase directly from producers at the best prices.
Zulkifli
emphasized that the cooperatives are designed to cut the long supply chain that has burdened farmers and rural communities from the cut. The government aims to gradually establish the cooperative within 1 to 2 months. With red and white village cooperatives, the government aims to grow and rural economy so that farmers are no longer poor and no village is left behind.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian national polo team hosts trial match ahead of the 2025 SEA Games. More details are provided by Rama Shikki Pratama.
Indonesian national polo team had a trial match on Sunday, April 13th at the Nusantara Polo Club in Bogor Regency, West Java, as part of its preparations for the 2025 SEA Games in Thailand this December. After observing the match, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Tito Aryo Tejo, expressed optimism that the polo team could bring home a gold medal.
Pastinya insyaallah ini apa yang dibutuhkan.
SEA Games, untuk polo. Insyaallah, whatever the Indonesian polo team needs for the SEA Games, we'll make sure it's fulfilled, because the target is gold. I hope this gold target is still not as pressure, but as motivation to contribute to Indonesia's medal tally in the future. Tito also emphasized that Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto is fully committed to the development of Indonesian polo, with the SEA Games gold medal as one of the primary goals. He added that the Ministry of Youth and Sports has been preparing support for the national polo team. Over the past 2 decades, Indonesia's national polo team has earned a series of achievements at both the Southeast Asian and Asian levels, and now satisfies on historic win in Thailand. Rama Shikki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, Indonesia Prabowo Subianto lands in Jordan and receives an Air Force escort. Rama Shikki Pratama with the reports.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Amman, Jordan on Sunday, April 13, continuing his state visit to several Middle Eastern countries after departing from Qatar. His arrival was marked by a special honor, such as fighter jets from the Royal Jordanian Air Force escorted the Indonesian presidential aircraft upon entering Jordanian airspace. According to the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat on Monday, Prabowo expressed his gratitude to the escort pilots directly from the cockpit.
Tiger 101, this is Indonesia 1. I am Prabowo Subianto, President of the Republic of Indonesia. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for escorting me. Please pass on to your commander my greatest appreciation. Thank you very much. Subhan.
Welcome by King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein in an official ceremony that included a flypast by Jordanian fighter jets. In a personal gesture, King Abdullah II himself drove Prabowo to his hotel as part of the royal motorcade. Prabowo shares a special personal connection with Jordan as he lived there after his honorable discharge from the Indonesian military in 1998. Ramsey Kipatama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Qatar and Danantara Investment with Anna Prijayakasih. Voice of Indonesia.
First of the Indonesian Jakarta commentary and today it's on Qatar and Danantara investment. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is still carrying out his visit agenda to the Middle East and Turkey, starting April 9th with the United Arab Emirates as the first country. After that, President Prabowo Subianto continued his tour to Turkey, Qatar and Egypt. In Qatar, President Prabowo had a bilateral meeting with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, which took place at the Emir Ridwan Palace Doha on Sunday, and discussed opportunities for strategic cooperation in various fields. The two heads of state also witnessed the signing of a memorandum of understanding on the strategic dialogue between the government of Indonesia and the government of the state of Qatar, signed by Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono and the Prime Minister, who is also Minister of Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. After meeting with the Emir of Qatar, President Prabowo Subianto revealed Qatar's investment plans in Indonesia. He explained that the Qatari government was very enthusiastic about investing in Indonesia. According to him, the Qatari government will invest $2 billion to the Indonesian Danantara Investment Management Agency. Qatar's investment plan in Danantara, which is part of a joint investment fund worth $4 billion, shows Qatar's trust in the investment management agency that was just inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto on February the 24th. It also shows Danantara's credibility in terms of assets and authority, which makes Qatar willing to share the risk in the project that will be jointly funded by Indonesia and Qatar. Qatar's confidence in investing in the Indonesian Danantara also reflects confidence in joint investment management for Indonesia and the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. Raden Ajengkartini is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. And that's today, quote of the day.
And reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRA station across Indonesia, RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Grojogan Waterfall is an unusual Grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. Waterfalls from the crescent
First, you will listen to Indonesia Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today Indonesia Wonder takes you to Sunya Rajah Cave, an artificial cave in Sunya Rajah Village, Assambi District, Cirebon City, West Java Province, Indonesia. This structure, resembling a temple, is often referred to Sunya Rajah Cave Water Garden. The name Sunya Rajah comes from the Sanskrit words Sunya, meaning quiet, and Rajah, meaning body. The primary purpose of this cave was to serve as a resting and meditation place for the sultans of Cirebon and their families. Sunya Rajah Cave is a cultural heritage site in Cirebon City, West Java Province, covering an area of about 15 hectares. Sunya Rajah Cave Water Garden at its core is a place where royal figures and palace warriors practice meditation to enhance their martial arts skills. The structure and layout of this site represent a water garden, which is why it is also known as Sunya Rajah Water Garden. In ancient times, the cave complex was surrounded by lake jetty. Additionally, the site featured artificial waterfalls as decorative elements along with other garden ornaments such as an elephant, the statue of a Virgin Maiden, and Garuda statue. Sunya Rajah Cave is part of Pakuwati Palace, now known as Pasepuhan Palace.
According to Charu Bannagari version of Cirebon's history, Sunya Rajah Cave was established in 1703 AD by Prince Pararangan, a descendant of Sunan Gunung Jati. Sunya Rajah Complex has undergone several renovations and improvements. This historic structure is uniquely designed and adorned with coral stones at every point. These coral clusters resemble clouds and are referred to wadasan. Wadasan helps regulate the temperature within the complex by slowing the propagation of heat, preserving the meditative and tranquil ambience ideal for the royal family's focus on introspection. Well, it's made today's edition Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Important for women, and women can have a lot of power because once they are enrolled into STEM,
there was on a dialogue from our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and helps you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency of Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means in Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned.
end this one hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there'll be a lot more program and information that will come to you the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voilistener@gmail.com and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, Voice Listener, for accompanying me. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us, always, in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.